Listener's discretion is advised. It's a party, so listening here tonight. Guess what? I'm back just for this spring break, and there's only a few weeks left till graduation on the community college. But until then, we get started with some jokes. Yes, former President Barack Obama got jokes on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because, well, you know. Let's get to the late show guy for this one.
Even more so because earlier today, President Biden welcomed a special guest to the White House, former President Barack Obama, who got a standing ovation. That must be nice. Wish I knew what that felt like. Then hopefully they locked the doors to keep him in. You can come out after the midterms. This is a pretty big moment, actually, because Obama was back in the White House for the first time in 5 years. He was there to promote Obamacare and to get that pack of smokes he forgot in the Lincoln bedroom. Don't tell Michelle. Obama opened his speech memorably.
Vice President Biden, Vice President. That was a joke.
It's funny. I'm not sure if I buy that was a joke. I think he went up there and the first thing he said was a gaffe. He and Biden have more in common than we thought.
Barack Obama just called Joe Biden vice president. Yes, sir. Just like the good old days, the jokes are on Barack Obama because he's got lots of them. Yes, and he also got some jokes during his presidency too, but still. Now, in the past 2 weeks of this absence of the third season, NASCAR has had six winners that are under the age of 30 right before Denny Hamlin won at Richmond last week. So, what happened after the Circuit of the America race? Well, Joey Logano had some interesting thoughts.
Last 11 races have been won by drivers under 30 years old.
You don't count the Clash, huh?
I don't count the Clash.
I count the Clash. There's a sticker on my car, Bob.
There's a sticker on your car?
There's a sticker that says winner sticker. They put it on the car. I'm counting as a win, so your stat is wrong.
All right. So there hasn't been a points winner.
Well, crap. You got me on that one.
I mean, like, but are the younger guys doing anything? Most of them are older, or not older, but they're still veterans in a lot of ways. Are they driving better? Or are they a little bit more open to what they want in this new car, even though, I grant, this started at the end of last year? Or is it just a coincidence? And
there's a lot more of them right now, and the young guys, like to your point, aren't 2 years into their career at this point. They're 4 or 5, 6 years into their careers to where they're good now. Right, like before the generations before, like there was just me. I was the only one that was in their 20s for the most part, and now there's a lot more of them, and those guys even have the experience now. So I think that's why you see those numbers kind of changing. The kids are good, right? They're not really kids. they're not really that much younger than me, but it's gonna happen because there's a lot more of them and they're getting better.
Well, no, the younger generation of NASCAR drivers are here. and they're proving that they're here to stay. Not just in the Cup Series, but also in the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series. Now, let's move on. Now, if you've seen the April Fool's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Tonight Show with starring Jimmy Fallon, you would have known that Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel swapped for a little April Fool's. Yes, Kimmel was in New York while Fallon was in LA, and here's how the little clip of them, a little breakdown on how it went on the April Fool's editions of their respective late night shows on their respective late night TV network.
And now, here is Jimmy Fallon!
And now the wave of disappointment comes just washing over me.
Let's do it! Yay! Hi, everybody!
We already made a video. I already forced everyone to go, Fallon, Fallon. And we sent it to Jimmy, and we haven't heard back.
And, you know, it is Friday, and that is usually when Jimmy catches up on personal stuff. And by the way, I'm old, and Jimmy is not, so I can't read these thank you notes without glasses. Maybe we could print these a little bit bigger for me.
Hey, good to see you. Morning. How you doing? Morning. Nice to see you. This is just you to speak. Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. To what, say it again?
Jimmy, let's
you
stop.
Spit into. Yeah, okay, thank you. Well, that's something I do. This is just something that you spit into, and then, yeah. Yeah, this, here's your bedpan, Mr. Val. What have you heard? I don't spit in things. A spittoon was on my rider?
We're not going to fight about this, okay? Oh, sorry, I took your lunch.
Just Jimmy, I start talking.
Okay, here we go.
Is our chair at least better than...
The chair is fantastic. This is the best. It's much better than my chair. My gosh. Really, I'm really writing down all complaints. I mean, I don't have a spit cup. I don't need this thing. Changed my whole life. I can't believe that was the first thing. I can't believe it was the first thing that was offered to me. I love it.
Wouldn't it be funny if my phone, my face thing unlocked for you?
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Thank you, Jimmy. I believe you are up to...
Wow. Whoa. Wow. You know, Oh, please. Really? You see him enough. Why would you clap for him? My God. Big deal. You see him all the time, for God's sake. Hey, you miss him that much, he's only gone for 10 hours. Gosh.
Our first guest is an Emmy, Grammy, and Tony-winning mother who's making his highly anticipated return.
Do you want to do it full?
No. Basically,
come on. Again, inner voice. You're doing great, Jimmy.
You're doing great. It just sucks. Hurry the up.
I think my monologue is shorter than yours.
I always heard that yours is longer than mine. The monologue.
We have 9 mystery boxes containing objects no one has ever seen before. Not even the people who, blind people, put them in the boxes. We are all, I have to say, very impressed and depressed at how nice your studio is. How's that hole in L.A.?
I think I told you.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just stay. I don't know. I'm fine staying here.
Wait, this is my phone.
Oh.
Let's go get your phone.
How did your phone get in my pants?
Let's talk about this.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thanks to the whole staff at the Tonight Show. That was a great deal of fun.
Well, what an April Fool's episode for Kimmel and Fallon. Hope they can do it again sometime, but not an April Fool's edition, though. Maybe at the same time. But after this brief ad, we're gonna have to listen to Wanda Sykes on her take of that Will Smith slap against Chris Rock during the Academy Awards, so stay tuned.
Ice Guard Windshield Scrapers.
You remember our old slogan.
Ice guard, fight frost!
But in a new era, we have a new slogan.
Ice guard, scrape away toxic masculinity!
Sexism is like ice stuck to the windshield of society. It's time to defrost the old boys club. Are we doing this right? Dad taught you some good lessons, like always have an ice guard. But he also taught you some bad habits, like me tooing women. That's bad. Oh, and bullying. Don't bully, except for bullying ice off your wipers. Weak female ice. Oops, forgot for a second. Ice guard, please see us as part of the solution.
Ice guard, please like us!
Incorporated.
And we have returned after this brief ad, folks. Now let's get into that quarantine version of Meanwhile segment called
Quarantine While.
This Quarantine While segment is all about that slap at the Oscars, as right on Friday. Yesterday, they announced that the Academy has banned Will Smith for 10 years. That means Will Smith will not be attending on in-person or virtual events, and that includes the Academy Awards. But a lot of people are taking sides, and mostly they're on the side of Chris Rock, and especially Wanda Sykes. So here's her conversation with Ellen DeGeneres about this whole fiasco.
I have to ask if you want, we can talk about it. But hosting, first of all, again, I want to say how great a job that you did, Amy did, Regina did. I want to, because
I'm very proud of them, both of them. Yeah.
Y'all should be proud. It's a big deal. It's a bucket list when you get to host the Oscars. And for something to happen like what happened with Will and Chris, It takes away from so many things. It took away from Questlove's win on the documentary. It took away from the Williams family. It took away, we should say he has apologized. But where were you when that happened, and how did it affect you?
I think we had finished the bit, and I guess I was about to change to get into PJs, but then I was like, oh, because we had just introduced Chris. Regina and I introduced Chris from our bit. So I ran to my trailer because I wanted to watch him. And then, you know, so I was getting changed and watching him. And then from the moment I went from the trailer, because I wanted to be in the house to watch. So I, from that moment to when I got to the monitor backstage, I just saw Will leaving the stage and everything was quiet. And I'm like, what happened? What happened? Everybody was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then Will just starts cursing, you know, from his seat. Keep your wife, my wife's name, whatever. And I just was like, what is this really happening? And then someone showed me on a video, it was like, yeah, he smacked Chris. And I just felt so awful for my friend, you know, Chris. And it was sickening. It was absolutely, I physically felt ill, and I'm still a little traumatized
by
it.
Me too.
Yeah, because for them to let him stay in that room and enjoy the rest of the show and accept his award, I was like, how gross is this? This is just the wrong message, you know? Like, you assault somebody, you get escorted out the building, and that's it, you know? But for them to let him continue, I thought it was gross.
Yeah, I think, plus,
I wanted to be able to run out, you know, after he won and say, unfortunately, Will couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. And you know what? I mean, I know he apologized to Chris, but I believe that, you know, we were the host, right? So we were this is our house. We're inviting you in. We're hosting. We're going to take care of y'all tonight. Make sure you have a good time. And no one has apologized to us. And we worked really hard to put that show together. So, yeah, so I'm like...
That's why I'm
like the industry itself. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's not an example to set. You don't
exactly.
You don't let someone do something like that and get away with it and be rewarded.
Exactly.
We just, you know. But yeah. That's why, again, I wanted to say what a great job you did because
you.
That got overshadowed.
Right. And I also want to say this. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but I saw Chris, at Guy's party, and as soon as I walked up to him, the first thing he said was, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "Why are you apologizing?" He's like, "It was supposed to be your night. It was supposed you and Amy and Regina, y'all were doing such a great job. I'm so sorry. This is now going to be about this." Because that's who Chris is.
Chris is a sweet guy.
Yeah.
He was, anyway, we're going to take a break. More with Wanda.
Well, that was all from Wanda and Ellen during that conversation back 2 weeks ago. Now, for a fact of the matter is, why did they not strip Will Smith of that Academy Award that Will Smith won for Best Actor for King Richard? That's the only question that I would like to have that answered. But, Chris Rock's brother Tony Rock is going after Will Smith like he has never went through anywhere before. But we'll leave it up to date. But after this brief ad, we're going to listen to a song, but I can't tell you. You're going to have to tune in after this brief ad.
Are you one of millions of Americans who can't get enough of Encanto? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to sing and dance to its irresistibly catchy songs?
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. Have the songs of Encanto brought your life to a joy-filled yet grinding halt? Now there's hope. Encantix, the only prescription medication clinically proven to curb your cravings for the Encanto soundtrack.
Our kids were listening to Bruno 200, maybe 300 times a day. With Encantix, we've gotten it down to a solid 125.
We don't talk about you, no.
Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix is a first of its kind pill that doesn't go in your mouth. Simply insert one into each ear canal and take a break from the sonic delights of National Treasure Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's me.
Now I can spend less time singing and more time drinking at work.
Encantix. Take dos oruguitas and call me in the morning.
Encantix is not intended for use to curb Hamilton, Moana, or any other Disney musical. Call your doctor if you can't stop talking about Bruno for more than 4 hours. Encantix may cause explosive jazz hands. Encantix, from the makers of Prozac.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody!
And we back after this brief ad on this edition of Random Stuff. Now let's go listen to some Olivia Rodrigo with the live version of Good For You back in the 2021 iHeartRadio Daytime Stage. So here is the live version of Good For You. It's Olivia Rodrigo.
You want to give me the world. I guess that you've been working on yourself.
You can be a better man than you are.
You can play it, you can have it, you can have it. Not if you do it, but you can't stop.
You can play it, you can do it, but I'll do it without you.
too emotional. Maybe you never cared at all. Set you
And that was Olivia Rodrigo with the live version of Good For You back in the 2021 iHeartRadio Daytime Stage. Now, after this brief ad, we're going to wrap this episode up, so stay tuned, folks.
Coming this spring to theaters, restaurants, banks, hotels, bouncy castles, and crowded elevators everywhere. Starring this guy, these two ladies, this baby, and everyone else on Earth, including two-time Academy Award winner Tom Hanks. Hands will be held. Apps will be shared. Apples will be bobbed. And orgies will be had. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson present Normal Life. Coming April 2022. Unless we f*** it up again.
We will.
Folks, that is it for this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode, so good night!